The residential growth in downtown Syracuse is showing no signs of slowing. As WRVO's Ellen Abbott reports, the latest apartment complex to open up is nearly full.
When Blue Cross Blue Shield moved its offices to the suburbs in 2008, it left a gaping hole in downtown Syracuse. The Warren Street complex actually is made up of four buildings, and that's what Graciano Zazzara has repurposed into dozens of luxury apartments.
We opened up 4 months ago, started running apartments, and we have one left out of 89.
This reflects a look of a residential lifestyle that's taken off in downtown Syracuse. According to the Downtown Committee, there are currently 3,500 residents living downtown, and there's no room to spare with a 99% occupancy rate. For Zazzara, the thing that surprised him the most was who's renting. He originally thought these downtown one- and two-bedroom units that range in cost from $1,200 to $2,300 a month would appeal to graduate students. But that's not the entire story.
Maybe 10 or 15% of our tenants are grad students. The rest of them are either empty nesters or young, you know, young guys in town that are starting a business or, you know, some attorneys that want to still live. You know, they want that downtown. The downtown field.
This isn't the end of the downtown boom. There are currently 157 apartments under construction with 300 others in the pipeline. And Zazzara wants to continue to be part of the growth. He has plans for another apartment building in a Genesee Street property he bought 6 months ago. He doesn't think the downtown living boom has reached critical mass.
I know if we had another 80 apartments above us right now, we'd probably have those rented in the next couple months.
In Syracuse, Ellen Abbott for WRVO News.